USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump knew about the whistleblower complaint when he chose to release military aid to Ukraine in September. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman shares the byline on the story.
We reported that the president was briefed by the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, and the National Security Council, me and lawyer John Eisenberg, in August, about the fact that the whistleblower complaint existed. And the whistleblower complaint, of course, talked about, not as we know now, not just the president's phone call with President Zelensky from July 25th, but also this question about the freezing of military aid.
Holiday travelers across the country are getting stranded in bad weather.
Driving is tough. I go real slow, and I have my lights on, and I watch out. I'm very aware of what people are doing.
The day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year, with tens of millions of people on the highway. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
After decades of going up, the average life expectancy in the United States is now on a downward trend. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds life expectancy in America dropped to 78.6 years as of 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. It reverses a steady increase that ended with a peak of 78.9 years in 2014. Researchers pointing to an increase in drug overdoses, suicides, obesity, and alcohol-related illnesses that are quickly cutting down people who should have been in the prime of their lives between the ages of 25 and 64. Many of those excess deaths happening in the Ohio Valley and New England for some reason. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. put a temporary hold on a ruling earlier this week requiring former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before the House in its impeachment inquiry. The judge issued an administrative stay of 7 days in response to the Department of Justice's motion for a stay pending its appeal of the earlier ruling. On Monday, the judge denied efforts by the White House to block McGahn from testifying in the impeachment proceedings, writing that presidents are not kings. However busy or essential a presidential aide might be, and whatever their proximity to sensitive domestic and national security projects, the president does not have the power to excuse him or her from taking an action that the law requires, Jackson wrote. Justice Department lawyers made the case that lawmakers cannot force by subpoena any members of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler subpoenaed McGahn in April before the impeachment proceedings were officially announced and filed a lawsuit in August seeking to compel his testimony after he defied the subpoena at Trump's direction. The president announced McGahn's departure from the White House in August 2018, shortly after he shared details in the Mueller report about the firing of former FBI Director James Comey, Trump's desire to have Attorney General Jeff Sessions oversee the Russia probe, and the president's attempts to fire Robert Mueller. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.